It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, April 1st. I'm Patricia Naft. Distracted driving is on the rise in Colorado. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Right now, you might be driving down the highway during your daily commute. Are you texting, eating, or turning around to tell someone to quiet down so you can listen to this story? If so, you're driving distracted, and that's dangerous. The Colorado Department of Transportation says crashes caused by this behavior are up 16% statewide. Sam Cole is a CDOT spokesman.
We see about 15,000 distracted driving crashes each year. 4 years ago, it was more like 13,000. So they are slowly creeping up, and it's cause for concern.
Cole says these drivers are more likely to cause accidents, and it's not just fender benders.
We see about one death every week on average in Colorado caused by a distracted driving crash.
That sobering statistic is prompting CDOT to address the issue.
April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and we have a number of campaigns that we're going to be launching starting in April to try to raise awareness.
One of those campaigns includes a partnership with Colorado State Patrol. Between April 8th and 10th, state troopers will increase patrols, specifically looking for distracted drivers. CDOT also plans to display awareness messages on electronic highway signs throughout the month. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
An incentive program for a health insurance company is paying off for one Western Slope town. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Employees for the town of Cedar Edge have been extra busy lately, but not with paperwork. They've been exercising more. A program through their insurance agency provided town employees with wristbands that track their heart rate, the steps they take, and more. If they hit their goals, there's a reward. Almost everyone is giving it a shot, including town clerk and safety supervisor Patricia Luna. She says the tracker helps keep the goal in sight.
You're at work, and I sit at a desk job, but when you go out for lunch, you take a walk, and when you get home in the evening, it just encourages you to continue to stay active so that you reach your goal.
Her goal is 7,000 steps every day. They've been doing well. Each employee recently received $100, and the town got $1,000 just for everyone staying active. The money comes from the insurance company, which is happy to have healthier customers.
And the town benefits from it because, you know, the same thing, you have healthy and happy employees. So I think it's really a win-win situation.
She says one of the biggest benefits of the challenges is that they make exercise fun. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
As Colorado enters the month of April, forecasters are keeping a keen eye on the state's snowpack. Back in December and early January, storms put massive amounts of snow in the mountains, well above average. Brian Domikos is with the Snow Survey Program. He says the outlook isn't as rosy as it was before, but not terrible.
It doesn't look all that bad. There was a semi-significant decrease in snowpack since February 1 through to March 1, something that was well documented. But through much of March, snowpack decreased a little bit more in terms of percent of average, not to say that snowpack actually melted in most spots. But then we wound up making some improvements towards the end of the month here in some parts of the state.
The parts of the state that did improve were areas like North and South Platte. The southern mountain ranges, like the San Juans, didn't really get the relief from the dry spell. Domikos says they're still compiling data, but the April outlook should be out next week. That report will be the most important as far as predicting water storage and flows going into the spring and summer. Health insurance premiums can vary widely in Colorado depending on where a person lives. Mountain regions continue to have some of the highest premiums in the country. A measure to consider changing how those rates are calculated got its first hearing at the State House last week. Benta Berkland has more.
Where a person lives is one of the factors health insurance companies use to calculate premiums. House Bill 1336 would look at including the entire state as one region, rather than continuing to group regions separately. Richard Buck is a small business owner in Garfield County on the Western Slope. He says his health care takes up a huge portion of his income.
Our current insurance payment of $1,508 a month is equivalent to a mortgage payment. We can't afford it. There are numerous people in the Mountain District with the same story. We are the healthiest counties in the state. and we have the highest insurance rates.
Republican Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale is one of the main sponsors of the bipartisan measure. He says typically he's not a fan of lawmakers passing bills to study things.
It's usually just a way to justify money, but you know, if we knew what to do, if we knew the answer to this, we would be in here with a bill telling you to do it right now and begging you to do it. We tried to do that, and we don't know. That's why we need a short, intense study.
Sponsors say health insurance premiums grew almost 10% in Colorado for 2016, and in mountain areas, it was 25%. But some worry that using a single geographic area won't lower premiums, but would simply force people in other parts of Colorado to subsidize the high costs in the mountain areas. Republican Representative Kim Ranson of Littleton wonders if the study would be broad enough.
The bill is pretty limited in scope. I've got people in my district that are quoting me some of the same rates we heard from people here, $1,500, $1,800 a month. That's here in the metro area. So obviously there are probably some other components.
A separate group is already examining just that. The Colorado Commission on Affordable Health Care is studying how to lower health care costs and looking at cost drivers, such as pharmaceutical and hospital costs, along with pricing transparency and competition in the health care sector. The group will give recommendations to the legislature at the end of next year. Democratic Summit County Commissioner Dan Gibbs says his constituents can't wait that long, which is why he's backing the bill to look specifically at lowering the geographic disparity in health insurance premiums.
I've heard some rumors around the Capitol, oh yeah, you mountain communities, you're just, why should we subsidize your high cost of health insurance? Well, we feel like we're subsidizing your budget. When you look at how much money comes from our communities, a recent analysis reflected $4.8 billion just during ski time.
Colorado's Insurance Commissioner Marguerite Salazar would conduct the new study. Her office is taking a neutral position, but she worries changing to one geographic region for insurance premium calculations would put some small insurance carriers out of business because they couldn't compete statewide. Governor John Hickenlooper says he's still monitoring the bill.
Obviously, the disparity in cost of health care is not new. For many, many, many years, people in smaller communities have had a more difficult time accessing health care.
Hickenlooper says the idea of one statewide region is a possible solution.
But it also has potential unintended consequences. So we're trying to work through what those potential unintended consequences are and make sure that this is something that overall would have a positive benefit.
After several hours of testimony, the bill passed the House Health Insurance and Environment Committee by a vote of 12-1. If it makes it through the legislature, the health insurance premium study would be complete by this August. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix.